The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, with the COVID-19 subcommittee meeting today, the issue of quarantining and enhanced enforcement will be high on the agenda, with fines being considered for those who fail to comply. With the numbers being consistently high since Christmas, such measures, are they too little too late? Well, I'm joined by Sinn Féin health spokesperson David Cullinan, and to look at the possibility of a two-island approach to this, the DUP MP for East Antrim, Sammy Wilson. Good morning and welcome to you both. Now, David, first of all, this discussion during today's committee, it appears maybe it's a bit too little too late given the high numbers we have.
Well, first of all, Pat, good morning. I think we need to do everything possible, obviously, to suppress the virus and bring down community transmission. So obviously, one of the weak points for a long time has been travel and international travel. And in my view, people should not be permitted entry into this state and indeed onto the island without a negative pre-departure test in the first place. I think they should not be permitted to board a plane in such circumstances. And we also need to make sure that all arrivals into our airports and ports, that people who are arriving are required to have a negative pre-departure COVID test, but also it should be mandatory to have a five-day post-arrival testing done as well. So we have to tighten up on all of that.
And what happens to them between arriving with that three-day pre-travel COVID negative test? What do they do between the point of arrival and the five-day test? Where do they go? Where do they stay?
Well, I would support mandatory quarantine, Pat, and if that means mandatory quarantine hotels, so be it. We have to do everything possible to limit the spread of the virus. And we have to listen very carefully to the public health advice. So the public health advice at the moment from NPHET is that we should remove discretion in relation to all of these measures. And they are very clear that they support mandatory quarantine. And I think it's reasonable when you consider all of the sacrifices that people are making. There are some people who haven't worked since March of this year or last year. There are people, obviously, who are being asked to endure very tough restrictions. People are told you can't leave your own home. Only for essential purposes. You can't leave the 5 kilometres close to your own home. And obviously, people are finding all of that very, very tough, but people are embracing it and accepting it because they know that everything possible has to be done to keep people safe. So in those circumstances, I think it's reasonable to put in place solutions which would limit the disease coming from other parts of the world. And if that means mandatory quarantine, then so be it.
The question of the two-island approach, in other words, we know that Boris Johnson is going to bring in huge restrictions for those travelling into the island of Britain. Well, certainly England and Wales will probably go along with it. Scotland's already got a fairly stringent routine. But the idea being that if he's doing that in the island of Britain, that we should do this on the island of Ireland, because the border is seen as a back door either to Northern Ireland from the Republic or vice versa.
Well, I think the obvious solution here, Pat, is a joined up all-island response. And what I want to see is the Irish government lead. We can't be led by Boris Johnson or anybody else. We have a responsibility to protect our own borders. We have a responsibility to ensure that we have the most robust checks in place at ports and airports. And I think that we have to tackle the problem at source. And the problem at source is if you have people arriving at ports or airports, north or south, that has to be dealt with. And I think it would be better if we had maximum all-island cooperation in relation to quarantine, in relation to testing, and ensuring that we can protect everybody on the island. And if we protect everybody on the island and ensure that we have the most robust protections in place, that gives us the best and the most effective opportunity to hunt down the virus and get ahead of it. The virus is out of control. It has been out of control for some time. And I think it's very, very obvious to people now that what we must do is follow all of the public health advice. And the public health advice in the South is that we should do more in relation to travel. It should be mandatory. And that's what I believe should be put in place.
All right, Sammy Wilson, the DUP MP for East Antrim, is listening to that conversation. Sammy, this idea of a two-island approach, because, you know, both the UK and the Republic of Ireland are not in Schengen. We have this free travel area anyway. Does it make sense that we take a two-island approach and kind of create a cordon sanitaire around the two islands?
I mean, I think that first of all, it would be, it suits Sinn Féin better if they could even abide by the regulations which they set themselves and expect other people to abide by here in Northern Ireland. And of course, we know that one of the reasons why people have been so sceptical about some of the restrictions which have been placed on movements, on associations, etc., is because of the way in which the Sinn Féin leadership blatantly flouted the restrictions which they set in Northern Ireland, encouraged others to do so as well at Bobby Storey's funeral. And of course, that has made any message from Sinn Féin rather suspect, and people question just how sincere they are.
In fairness, Sammy, is some time ago, and things have got a lot more serious since that time in terms of the level of infections. I mean, you were the poster boys for infection in Northern Ireland for a while. Then we became not alone the poster boys for infection in Europe, but in the world, in the Republic. You know, there is the likelihood that either one of us will get better or worse. You're having more vaccinations than we are. You're likely to ease off your restrictions sooner than we are. But that's no good if people are going to and from across the border and infecting each other.
Well, I mean, I think that first of all, you've got to ask, if you're going to put restrictions in place, are they proportionate? And secondly, are they practical? I certainly would not accept that we would have travel restrictions between Northern Ireland and GB. There shouldn't be restrictions within our own country. And I think it's impractical as well, because, of course, there is such a lot of vital movement which goes across the stretch of water between Northern Ireland and GB.
But Sammy, it's so simple for an island to do this, whether there are two nations or four nations on an island. It's easier to do than, for example, as they did in Australia around the state of Victoria. They had a lockdown, even though it's landbound, so that, you know, people could not cross the borders, even though it was from land to land. We have on this island, both parts of the island have the fantastic moat, if you like, of the Irish Sea and the Atlantic and so on, which could be used to keep the people on the island of whatever persuasion safe.
Well, I mean, first of all, most of our activities are orientated towards GB, whether it's our trading activities, whether it's our business activities, and a lot of other movements, family movements, etc. So I think you've also got to look at what is practical, and it would not be practical to close down the border between Northern Ireland and GB in terms of how vital the activity and the movements between the two are. I mean, just take it in terms of the number of people who travel across every day bringing supplies and taking goods out of Northern Ireland. Are we really seriously saying that those people should have to quarantine, that those people should be restricted?
No, but Sammy, you know that the French insisted on testing truckers going into France, and it was agreed finally that antigen testing, which gives you a result in less than half an hour, would be the process that they used. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I might remind you, do you remember the foot and mouth, Sammy, where they took an all-island approach to it? So, you know, if you do it for animals, why not do it for humans?
Well, because I think human activity and human movement is much different from animal movement and animal activity. And I just think that it's not a practical approach, and it's not and politically, it's not acceptable either. We can't have our own country divided up like that. If there's concern in the Irish Republic about infections from Northern Ireland, and indeed there's no evidence that that's where the infections are coming from anyway, but if there's concern in the Irish Republic,
when you guys had it really bad, the worst places for infections in the Republic were on the border. And that's game, set and match. The infections were coming from Northern Ireland. Now, we have generated a huge number of infections ourselves due to socialisation before Christmas and so on, or socialising before Christmas. So we know that, you know, it's worse in the Republic in certain spots. We could be bringing it across the border to you.
And if that's the case, then I think that that's something which you, on the Irish side of the border, you've got to decide what you want to do to restrict those movements. As far as we're concerned, we take an approach which is a United Kingdom approach. We have always taken that view, and we believe that that is the most practical, the most political, and the most proportionate response
that there should be. Sammy, is this not all about politics rather than public health?
No, it's not all about
politics. The whole idea of a whole island approach to anything is anathema to the DUP, and the idea of creating a public health area that would be safe and controlled of the whole island, you just politically that would be unacceptable, irrespective of the arguments for public health.
That's just nonsense. And you know it's nonsense because, of course, and I can remember in my time as finance minister, along with the health minister, I worked with an all-island approach when it came to the provision of cancer care at Alton Galvin, when it came to the provision of dealing with children who had heart diseases, which we agreed would be done at Dublin and would be partly financed by both administrations. So to say that we take this head in the sand approach to problems is just nonsense, and there's no evidence for it. But when it comes to this particular issue, I believe that it is important that we stay in line with the rest of the United Kingdom. There are good practical reasons why we should be doing that. And if there is an issue around the border and if in border communities there's concern about travel movements, etc., then that's up to the authorities in the Republic to decide how they want to restrict those travel movements.
So are you saying that irrespective of how bad things became in the Republic, that the DUP would never want to close the border?
Well, we come to this whole argument then, is it possible to close the border? I mean, we had this argument during the Brexit.
See, that's what I'm saying, debate. Sammy. You agree, and I agree, and I'm sure David Cullinan agrees, that with all the crossings, there are 300-plus crossings of the border, almost impossible to seal that border hermetically. Much easier to seal the island because there's water around it.
But it's not much easier to seal the island because, as I've tried to explain to you, there are real practical reasons why you cannot seal the island. And you've also got to ask whether sealing the island like that would be proportionate. Now, I know that Sinn Féin as an all-Ireland party would see some political advantage in that. We don't see that there's any practical advantage in it, there's any practical reason for doing so, and we also believe that it would send out a message that Northern Ireland was not dealing with this issue on the same basis as the rest of the United Kingdom.
You see, the people are advocating in this jurisdiction about the New Zealand approach, and the argument always is, from the powers that be, from the government, we can't do it because Northern Ireland is a different jurisdiction and there's a land border and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, with a little bit of political will, we could take a whole island approach, nothing to do with politics, just public health. But the suspicion is, Sammy, that it's always about politics for the DUP.
Well, it's not about politics. As I've tried to say, it's about proportionality and it's also about practical implications as well. And the I believe that it would be, I mean, even some of the restrictions which the UK government are now talking about placing on travel in and out of the United Kingdom as a whole, the quarantining arrangements, some of those, I believe, are disproportionate to the problem which they're trying to deal with. Mm-hmm. If you want to have ways of trying to ensure that you're not bringing infection in, then of course you could have testing for people before they fly into the United Kingdom. But no, I don't think that there's any argument for saying that you restrict all travel into the island of.
I'll go back to David Cullinan to get his response to what Sammy is saying. What is your response, David Cullinan?
Well, first of all, I have no intention of responding to Sammy's negative comments in relation to Sinn Féin. I don't believe that the current situation merits cheap shots against any political party. And this isn't about orange or green. This isn't about Sinn Féin.
By the way, on the Bobby Storey thing, I dismissed that as being some time ago, but there's no doubt there were not sufficient mea culpas from Sinn Féin on that. So just park that for the moment. Don't respond to anything else. But the general argument that commerce and connection between Northern Ireland and the island of Britain is so strong that it trumps the connections between North and South.
Well, I think, first of all, we have to look at what the problem is and the source of the problem. And what we're talking about here is the potential of the virus coming from outside the island into the island. And if the problem at source is airports and ports, that has to be dealt with. And an all-island solution isn't part about orange or green. Most reasonable people right across the island understand that all island responses in relation to responding to a virus which is highly transmissible and highly contagious is necessary. And we all agree that we can't seal the border because people travel for essential purposes. But equally, if I travel from my home...
There are ways, though. Aoife McGlaise this morning from Trinity College was suggesting that you can have bubbles, that most people don't travel too deeply into either jurisdiction. So you could have, if you like, an area, you know, 10K or whatever it is, or 10 miles on either side, in, you know, where there'd be freedom of movement, people having to go to work, people having to tend to their animals, people going to school, people going to hospitals, whatever it might be, that 10K on either side of the border could be, if you like, a free zone for people to travel between North and South. So you could do it.
But we don't need to reinvent the wheel, Pat, because the solutions are already there. Nobody should be travelling for non-essential purposes. Of course they shouldn't. So, as I said, if I travel from Waterford to Dublin to go to Leinster House, I pass two or three checkpoints, Garda checkpoints. And that's because I should not be travelling outside of the 5 kilometres of where I live, or save for essential purposes. That's the reality. That's the case right across the island. Obviously, that needs to be enforced. What we're talking about here is a different situation where you have the potential of people coming into the island with the virus and making sure that we have the most robust protections in place. And we all know that when the numbers are very high, the percentage of positive cases relative to travel can be quite low. But when the numbers start to come down, that percentage increases. And it means that we have to have the most effective protections in place to protect people on the entire island of Ireland. And it isn't genuinely about orange or green. As I said, this is about a virus that's highly transmissible. And when you live on an island, you have to respond in an all-island context. That isn't about
politics. The other question is that you know, travel from the UK, if they get their vaccination program to continue as fast as it is going at the moment, the island of Britain might not be a source of infection.
And that might be the case. And what we need to do is to have maximum cooperation between Cabinet in the South, the Executive in the North, and we have to be guided by public health advice. As I've always said, and Sinn Féin has always said, Pat, North or South, the most important thing we can do is follow and act on the public health advice. When we fail to act and follow the public health advice given either North or South, we have problems. Sammy's party failed to act on the public health advice before Christmas and long before Christmas, when my party stood alone in the executive and standing behind the CMO in the North. Likewise, in the South, we always have to make sure that we are guided by the strongest possible public health advice and then have the strongest possible public health interventions. But I don't think anybody could argue against all island responses when you have a virus to the extent
which doesn't recognise borders. And last words to you, Sammy Wilson.
Well, I mean, first of all, I think that the executive in Northern Ireland has sought to work with the government in the Irish Republic. In fact, ironically, sometimes it has been the government in the Irish Republic that has simply gone ahead and announced initiatives without any consultation with the executive in Northern Ireland. So if there's been a lack of cooperation, it's probably been in the direction from the Republic to Northern Ireland rather than the other way around. But secondly, where there has been ability to cooperate, yes, of course, we have sought to cooperate with the government in the Republic. But ultimately, of course, at the end of the day, we're a different country. We will have our own, we will set our own agenda, and we'll make our own decisions on these things, and that's the right way to do it.
And by the way, Sammy, is it more important than
if cooperation is sensible, then cooperation will be done.
is it more essential than ever for you guys in the DUP to take this line politically? Because you saw the Sunday Times poll yesterday suggesting there is a majority for a border poll, and that must be a bit scary for the DUP.
That's not scary at all. I mean, first of all, the survey also showed the majority of people, if there were, was a border poll, would vote to stay with the rest of the United Kingdom.
I think it was 47 to stay and 42 to go.
Well,
yeah.
That doesn't matter. That was the and 11% undecided, and many of those undecided ones, I believe, would probably, when it comes to such a vote, wish to stay with the fifth biggest economy in the world, with the protection which that gives us. Secondly, of course, they don't want an immediate border poll for the next 5 years, but that's not that will not in any way drive our. The decisions we make in Northern Ireland. In fact, I mean, we have always made it quite clear, and I know from the time that I was involved in the executive, probably unionists were the ones who, on practical terms, looked to the government in the Irish Republic to work together where there were practical benefits in doing that. Some of the Nationalist Party simply looked at it from the point of view of what political gains there should be, whereas we wanted to see what the results could be in terms of good results for people both north and south.
All right, Sammy, look, thank you very much for joining us. Sammy Wilson, DUP MP for East Antrim. And before that, David Cullinan, Sinn Féin health spokesperson.